雅歌，歌中之歌。
Song of Solomon,
第一章。
Chapter One.
第八节。
Verse Eight.
你这女子中极美丽的，你若不知道，只管跟随羊群的脚踪去。
If you yourself do not know, most beautiful among women, go forth in the footsteps of the flock.
我们这里特别读到有一句叫做“羊群的脚踪
”。Here we see the phrase in the footsteps of the flock.
而且要跟随羊群的脚踪。
And to go forth in the footsteps of the flock.
约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
第十章。
Chapter Ten.
第十六节。
Verse Sixteen.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人。
And I have other sheep, which are not of the fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
在耶路撒冷有修殿节，是冬天的时候。
At the time the feast of the dedication took place at Jerusalem, it was winter.
耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走。
And Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也认识我。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，这一次能召聚我们在一起。
Lord, we thank you that by your grace you have called us unto yourself today.
主啊，我们相信你有特别的话要对我们说。
We believe that you have a specific, a special word for us today.
因为你知道我们有特别的需要。
Because we have a special need.
但是只有你是我们唯一的答案。
Only you are our only answer.
当我们没有路的时候。
When we have no way.
你就是我们的道路。
You are our way.
我们个人没有路，团体也没有路，但是你是我们。
Individually, we have no way. Corporately, we have no way. You are our way.
所以我们感谢你。
So we want to thank you.
教会有明天，因为你是我们的道路。
The church has a tomorrow because you are our way.
因为教会在等候你回来。
The church is waiting for your return.
但愿在你回来之前。
So before your return.
你的旨意能够成就。
May your will be done.
我们把敬拜、爱戴都归给你。
We give praise and all our love.
我们求你今天下午在这个时候。你真是对我们每一个人说话。
Truly speak to each and every one.
为着上午你已经说话，我们感谢你。
For speaking to us this morning, we want to thank you.
为着晚上的话，我们也赞美，也仰望你。
And for this evening's word, we also look unto you.
我们也把现在的话交在你的手里。
We commit the word now unto you as well.
我们求你对我们每一个人深处说话。
We ask that you speak to the depths of our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
Pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们都知道这次大会的主题就是耶稣基督的见证怎样在他的教会里。
We know that the theme of the conference this time is the testimony of Jesus Christ in his church.
我们三个下午我们要来看一个分题，一个子题，就是羊群的脚踪。
We will actually have three topics this afternoon, and it is to speak on the footsteps of the flock and the footsteps of the flock.
因为这个题目太大了。
Because this theme is actually so big.
所以我们试着从三个不同的角度来看它。
So we're going to look at it from three different perspectives.
我们的弟兄今天早晨从经历的角度来看。
Our brother mentioned this morning and showed us through the perspective of experience.
晚上我们的弟兄要从真理的角度来看。
And this evening our brother is going to share on the perspective of truth.
那今天下午我们要从教会历史的角度来看。
And this afternoon we're going to see it in the perspective of church history.
我们读到雅歌，我们读到一句话，就是所罗门对苏拉密说的。
We read in Song of Solomon the words that Solomon spoke to the Shulamite.
我们的主是真所罗门。
Our Lord is the true Solomon.
我们是真苏拉密。
And we are the Shulamite.
有一句话我们应当记得。
There's one phrase that we need to remember.
我们的主告诉我们说。 我们应该跟随羊群的脚踪去。
Our Lord said we need to follow in the footsteps.
我们的主有一群的羊。
Our Lord has a flock.
这群羊在整个世界里面是一小群。
And this flock in the whole world is a small flock.
但是呢，主说我要我要把他们合成一群，归给一个牧人。
But he is going to draw them into one flock under one shepherd.
然后约翰就想起当时主说话的背景。
And then John remembered the background of those words.
虽然约翰已经快一百岁了。
Even though John was almost 100 years old.
但是当初他跟随主的点点滴滴，他都记得。
But he remembered specifically all the items in his life and his dealings with the Lord.
他特别记得那是一个过节，就是过修殿节的时候。
He especially remembered that it was during the time of the Feast of Dedication.
那是冬天的时候。
It was during the winter.
他说耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走。
And he said Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon.
那就在那个时候，主说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
And then he said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
那这里我们知道主约翰把这个背景给我们。
Here we see John giving us this background.
是非常有意思的。
It's a very interesting background.
我们知道说在主耶稣那个时候。
We know during that time, the Lord.
他在圣殿里面。
When he was in the temple.
但这个圣殿已经不这个圣殿已经不再是所罗门的圣殿。
This temple no longer was the temple of Solomon.
那个圣殿应该是第二个圣殿，就是所谓所罗巴伯的圣殿。
This was the second temple, the temple known as the temple of Zerubbabel.
但那个时候呢，有一个王叫做希律王。
But at that time there was this king named Herod.
他花了46年的时间要修建这个殿。
And for 46 years he wanted to beautify the temple.
所以他把圣殿完全美化了。
He beautified the temple.
本来这个本来这个圣殿的广场是四方形的。
Before the court of the temple was a square shape.
那现在呢就变成长方形。
But now it's become a rectangular shape.
那个面积比原来要大得多了。
And the square footage was actually bigger.
从南到北好像美式的六个足球场。
From the south to the north was the length of 6 football fields.
然后呢从西到东有五个足球场。
From west to east, it was the length of 5 football fields.
那个可以说是那个时候这个在世界上最大的一个宗教广场。
That was, at that time, one of the largest religious courts in history.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
我们知道说这个希律王用金子用大理石就美化了整个的建筑。
And we know that Herod actually beautified the edifice with much gold and marble.
我们知道历史学家告诉我们。
We know the historians tell us.
特别当早晨太阳升起来的时候。
Especially when the sun rose in the morning.
那因为圣殿是大理石，还有呢是金子，这个建起来的。
Because the temple was built upon marble and gold.
所以早晨特别太阳升起来的景象，给你看见这个圣殿完全是金碧辉煌。
So it was very majestic the view when the sun shone on the temple.
那我们叫圣殿里面在所罗门的时候圣殿的至圣所就一层楼。
We know that in the time of Solomon, the Holy of Holies was actually only one level.
现在变成两层。
But now it's become two levels.
所以难怪这个所有的犹太人他们都觉得非常的骄傲。
No wonder all the Jews were very proud.
因为希律王叫他们有理由可以骄傲。
Because King Herod gave them a reason to be proud.
每一个人来到耶路撒冷的时候。
Everybody who came to Jerusalem.
现在他们终于有地方可以让人来参观了。
Finally, they have a place for people to visit.
所以门徒们就对主耶稣说。
So the disciples told Jesus.
你看看这是何等的殿宇。
You see such a great temple.
这也是何等的石头。
And it is such a great piece of rock.
但主耶稣怎么说呢？
But what did Jesus say?
他说将来一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
He said that one day not one rock will be upon another.
我们怎么明白这件事呢？
How do we understand this?
如果那天我们记得主怎样走在所罗门廊下，我们就明白了。
If we are to remember how the Lord walked in the portico of Solomon that day, then we will understand.
我们知道说所罗门的圣殿是神亲自用手画出那个样子给大卫。
We are reminded that the temple of Solomon, the Lord used his own hand to draw out the pattern of that temple.
所以所罗门的圣殿是代表神对于圣殿原来的旨意。
So Solomon's temple represents God's original will for that temple.
那现在呢，我们知道因着希律王的帮助的缘故。
But because of King Herod's help now.
那和所罗门那个就是和所罗门那个时候的圣殿不一样的。
It no longer is the same as the time of Solomon.
那这个就是那个时候的背景。
That is the background of that time.
那因着什么都不一样的缘故
，because everything is different.
因为很多都铺了大理石，很多都镶上金子。
Because now you have more marble, you have more gold.
那现在只剩下所罗门的廊下。
Now you only have left the portico of Solomon.
所罗门的廊下应该就是所罗门这个 temple complex， 就是所罗门广场靠东边的那个走廊。
So actually, the portico of Solomon is actually situated on the eastern side.Of Solomon's complex.
那那个所罗门廊下，虽然后来他们建了这个第二个圣殿，但是严格说来，那个还是原来的所罗门廊下，还是那个时候的廊，所罗门圣殿的廊下。
Strictly speaking, even though they built a second temple there, that portico of Solomon was original.
所以到处都是金碧辉煌，都是金子的大理石的。
Everywhere you would see gold and marble.
结果那个时候犹太人就发现只剩下一样就是所罗门的廊下还是不好看
But then the Jews noticed that the only place that still wasn't beautified was the portico of Solomon
所以他们就去找希律王
So they went to look for King Herod
他说能不能啊只剩下这么一块地方求你也用大理石把它铺起来
They asked him and said can you also beautify this section with marble and gold
尤其是那个时候那个时候这个主耶稣卖这个这个那些卖牛羊鸽子的人
，especially those who sold the different animals，
那那个地方已经叫做皇家柱廊，叫做 royal store， 就是皇家的柱廊，完全是希腊式的建筑。
So that was a very typical Greek structure like a royal store。
所以比较起来，所罗门廊下实在是不能比较的。
So the Solomon's portico, the portico of Solomon could not be compared to that.
我们知道希腊的柱子都是非常有名的。
We know that Greek structures are very famous.
尤其是哥林多的柱子。
Especially Corinthian structures.
所以你如果看到那个那样的，那给你感觉是完全不一样的感觉。
So you'll see that the feeling is very different.
所以他们最后的请求，向希律王的请求就是，好不好？现在只剩下这块地方，请你把它建起来。
And their request was, can you then beautify this place?
用大理石等等把它美化起来。
And really beautify it with marble and etc.
但那个时候，这个希律王告诉他们说。
But then King Herod told them.
对不起，国库已经用光了，我们现在已经没有钱了。
Sorry, we have used up all our money. We ran out of money.
所以在整个的圣殿里面。
So in the entire temple.
只剩下一块地方是干净的。
There's only one place that was still clean.
只剩下一个角落叫你能够想起神当初他对于所罗门圣殿的旨意。
There was only one corner left that reminded you of God's original purpose in Solomon's temple.
当老约翰回想那个时候的情形。
When our elderly John looked back to that time.
他记得耶稣就在冬天的时候在殿里所罗门的廊下。
He was reminded that it was winter and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon.
这个时候就说
Then the Lord said,
我的羊听我的声音我也认识他们他们也跟着我
My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me.
而前面刚好讲到他有一群的羊
And he spoke of having a flock.
这里很明显给我们看羊群的脚踪
Here we see the footsteps of the flock.
那个背景乃是所罗门廊下的
The background is the portico of Solomon.
那这一段圣经提醒我们什么
What does this verse remind us?
我们知道说圣经里面圣殿都是预表教会。
We know that the temple in the Bible is a type of the church.
所罗门的圣殿所代表的就是教会在五旬节那个时候最荣耀的情形。
What Solomon's temple represents is the most glorious moment, and that was the time of the church and Pentecost.
当教会诞生的时候
When the church was birthed,
五旬节那个时候
during Pentecost,
我们知道说神有一个旨意
We know that God had a will.
神好像用指头把那个整个的蓝图都已经画好
It's as if God used his own finger to design the blueprint.
但是很可惜
But very sadly,
经过了三百年以后
After 300 years,
我们知道有一个皇帝罗马皇帝叫做君士坦丁
And we know that there was a Roman emperor called Constantine.
他不再逼迫基督徒
No longer did he persecute Christians.
他反而拥抱基督教做国教。
But he actually embraced Christianity as a state religion.
所有读教会历史人都告诉我们。
All those historians tell us.
表面上教会是升高的。
On the surface, the church was raised up.
但是实在说来，它是堕落。
But it actually had fallen.
那因着罗马皇帝的力量。
But because of the Roman Empire's power.
就好像希律王的力量一样。
So it's also like the power of King Herod.
好像整个教会美化了。
It's as if the entire church was beautified.
但是你美化到一个地步，你都不认得。
But you beautified it to such a point that you would no longer recognize it.
它果然是金碧辉煌。
Yes, indeed, it was full of gold and marble.
但是，但是我们知道说，真正认识神的人。
But if we know that those who truly know God,
你真是比较当初神在五旬节所做。
If you are to compare it with what God did during Pentecost,
尤其到了二十一世纪的今天。
Especially today in the 21st century,
我们要问，
we have to ask,
今天教会的情形，
the condition of the church today,
是不是有一点像当初希律？
Is it like in the condition of the time of King Herod and the temple?
那么教会的路在什么地方？
Where is the way of the church?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不管天气有多寒冷，
no matter how cold the temperature, the climate is,
我们的主在所罗门廊下行走。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was walking in the portico of Solomon.
如果他在哪里，
wherever he is,
我们就知道圣殿的根基在哪里。
We know where the foundation of the temple is.
如果他在哪里，
wherever he is,
我们就知道教会的蓝图在哪里。
We know where the blueprint of the church is.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
教会有没有明天？
Does the church have a tomorrow?
我们如果看看今天教会的光景，
if we see the condition of the church today,
也许你要叹一口气说，
maybe you will sigh and say,
已经2100年了，
it's over 2100 years.
你看见今天的情形，
you look at today's condition,
好像你找不到一块地方是当初所罗门的地方。
You cannot find a place that is from the origins of Solomon.
你知道以色列人他们有可能的话都要到耶路撒冷去。
You know that the people of Israel, they want to go to Jerusalem.
他们知道有一个地方祷告是一定神答应的。
They know that there is one place where God indeed answers their prayer.
那就是他们的哭墙。
And that is the weeping wall.
为什么那个偏墙那么宝重要呢？
So precious.
因为他们觉得是所罗门留下的那一片的墙。
Because they believe it is a wall left by King Solomon.
你到那里哭，在那祷告，神要听的。
When you weep at that wall, God will listen.
但是实在说来，
But indeed,
当初所罗门，当初希律重建美化圣殿的时候，
when Herod beautified the temple,
他知道他不能往东边扩充。
He knew that he couldn't expand towards the east.
因为东墙的下面就是希伦西谷。
Because on the east is the Kidron Valley.
所以只有可能往北、往南、往西扩充。
He could only expand to the north, south, or west.
很可惜，
But、
今天以色列人所以为那片哭墙，实在说来不是所罗门留下的那块墙。
Actually, the wall that the Jews think is that wailing wall from Solomon is actually not the original one.
好像他们的眼泪都白哭了。
It's almost as if they have wasted their tears.
因为这个真的不是所罗门那个地方。
Because it is not the original wall of Solomon.
所以今天我们要问，
Now we have to ask,
当我们在主要回来以前，
Before the Lord's return,
教会到底有没有道路呢？
Does the church have a way?
到底什么地方你还能找到所罗门还留下的？
Is there a place where we can find what is left over from Solomon's time?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主在哪里行走？
Wherever the Lord walks.
哪里就是蓝图。
That is where the blueprint is.
哪里就是榜样。
That is where the example is.
哪里就是道路。
That is where the way is.
所以依着这个缘故，
For this reason,
我们主告诉我们说要跟随羊群的脚。
The Lord tells us to follow in the footsteps of the flock.
所以三天下午，
So for the three afternoons,
我们要回到主的话语。
We are going to return to the word.
我们来看这2000年来那个羊群的脚踪是怎么样。
We want to see through the past 2000 years, where have these footsteps been?
主如果还没有回来，
If the Lord is to tarry,
前面还有一段道路，
There's still some a way to walk.
也许是最艰难的道路。
And maybe it's the most difficult way.
也许是最痛苦的道路。
Maybe it's the most painful way.
但是我们知道。
But we do know.
至少还有一段的路。
There's still a portion of that way.
所以从过去到现在到将来。
From the past to the present to the future.
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
主明明告诉我们有一个脚踪叫做羊群的脚。
The Lord specifically told us that there are those footsteps called the footsteps of the flock.
羊群走过了。
And the sheep have already walked that way.
留下了脚踪。
They have left their footsteps.
他们从历史中经过。
They have gone through history.
所以在历史上就留下了他们的脚印。
And in history, those footprints have been left.
所以如果我们读教会历史的话。
If we are to study the history of the church.
我们应该能够找到羊群的脚。
We should be able to find those footsteps.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
我们可以读教会的历史。
We might read church history.
是谁来解释历史的呢？
But who is to explain the history?
不是历史学家来解释的。
Not historians.
我们叫所有历史学家都能解释历史。
We know that historians can explain history.
但是真正解释的人。
But those truly who can explain.
乃是圣灵自己。
Is but the Holy Spirit himself.
只有圣灵能够解释教会的历史。
Only the Holy Spirit can explain the history of the church.
那么我们怎么能够明白一段教会的历史？
How do we understand the history of the church?
而且我们又能找到圣灵的解释呢？
And where can we find the explanation of the Holy Spirit?
唯一的办法就是读自己的话。
The only place is in God's word.
我们读主的话的时候，
When we read God's word,
你就发现圣经里面充满了预言。
You see that the Bible is full of prophecy.
有关于世界的预言。
We see the prophecy according to them for the world.
有关于以色列人的预言。
We see prophecies of Israel.
也有关于教会的预言。
We see prophecies concerning the church.
那么讲到教会的预言。
When we speak of prophecies concerning the church.
就给我们发现神是历史的主。
We see that God is a God of history.
是神是创造历史的主。
God is the one who created history.
在这件事情还没有发生以前。
Before something happened.
神已经把它告诉我们。
God has already told us.
然后后来果然历史是照着这个来推演的。
Then afterwards, the history is fulfilled according to what was said.
所以如果你读这些预言的话，
If you read these prophecies,
你不只是知道说将来教会怎样，
Not only do you see how the church is to be in the future,
但是不要忘记，
Don't forget,
有的话我们知道说主的话在第一世纪就已经说了。
We know that God's word already was spoken in the first century.
他说将来的事情要怎样怎样。
He said the things to come are so and so.
对我们来讲有一部分还是在将来。
For us, some of these things are still in the future.
但有的事情已经在历史上发生过了。
But some of the things have already happened in the history.
所以当你对照的时候。
So when you compare them,
你不光知道说哦这个预言应验了。
Not only do you say, yes, this prophecy has been fulfilled.
但是更重要的。
But most importantly,
根据这个预言怎么应验的。
How was this prophecy fulfilled?
你就知道圣灵怎么解释我们的历史。
Then we know how the Holy Spirit explains our history.
所以这一点是非常重要。
So this is very important.
我们这三天下午我们一同来看教会的历史不错。
In these three afternoons, we are going to cover church history.
但是我们要照着主自己的话。
We are going to look according to God's word.
让我们能听见圣灵对于这些历史的解释。
So we can hear the explanation of the Holy Spirit.
那么前面还有一段路。
And there's still a way before us.
到底我们怎么走这条路呢？
And how are we to walk that way?
因为预言已经在那里了。
Because the prophecy is still there.
过去两千年的历史怎么应验的？
In 2,000 years ago, how history was fulfilled.
现在前面还有一段路还没有应验。
But there is still prophecy to be fulfilled.
但是那个整个的方向已经很清楚。
But that direction is very clear.
所以如果能读教会的预言，关于教会的预言，
If we are to be able to study the prophecy about church history,
那我想就非常非常的清楚了。
Then will be very clear.
所以这次呢，我们恐怕要集中在启示录二章跟三章。
So this time we will concentrate ourselves with Revelations 2 and 3.
因为这里讲到七个教会。
Because here it speaks of the seven churches.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个七个教会都是第一个世纪的教会。
These seven churches are the churches of the first century.
都是使徒时代的教会。
It is the churches of the apostolic age.
所以你看见我们主对以弗所的教会说话。
So we see here that the Lord spoke to the church in Ephesus.
主士美拿的教会说话。
Spoke to the church in Smyrna.
我们叫那个是个主日。
We know that that was the Lord's Day.
老约翰在主日的时候就想起弟兄姊妹。
And our elderly John on the Lord's Day remembered the saints.
所以你可以想到他的脸是朝向小亚细亚。
You can see that his face was probably turned to Asia Minor.
如果天气好的话
If the weather is good,
在巴摩海岛应该能看得见以弗所。
From Patmos, you should be able to see Ephesus.
然后再远一点
And if you look further,
Smyrna. 再远一点
And if you look further,
别加摩
Pergamos.
再远一点
If you look further,
推亚推拉
Thyatira.
再远一点
Even further,
撒迪
Sardis.
再远一点
Further.
菲勒切菲
Philadelphia.
再远一点
Even further.
老底家
Laodicea.
所以当约翰怀念七个教会的时候
So when John was reminiscing on these seven churches,
结果我们的主就直接对这七个教会说话
Our Lord then spoke directly to these seven churches.
这些话是主直接说的话
These words were spoken directly by our Lord.
保罗也写了七封书信
Paul also wrote seven epistles.
是写给教会的
He wrote them to the church.
不过那是教会正常的时候
But that was during the normal condition of the church.
七封的书信
Seven epistles.
是圣灵借着保罗来说话
And through these seven letters, Paul used,the Holy Spirit used Paul to speak.
现在三十几年过去
30 or so years have passed.
教会的光景跟从前不一样
The church's condition is no longer the same.
好像外面的情形已经不同了
It's as if the outward appearance is different.
所以这个时候我们的主就直接对他的教会说话
So at this time our Lord specifically directly spoke.
所以这就是启示录二章三章所给我们
And that is what we see in Revelations 2 and 3.
这个七个教会乃是代表性
These seven churches are representative.
因为那个时候地方教会不止七个
Because the local church at that time were more than seven.
所以主就给我们看见
So the Lord shows us
地上有一个教会天上就有一个灯台
On earth, wherever there is one church, there is a lampstand
如果你看见地上教会的光景
If you see the condition of the church on earth
你常常会觉得灰心
You will feel very discouraged
你会觉得教会会有明天
You will ask, does the church have a tomorrow?
你想想看七个教会有五个教会要悔改这个教会还有希望呢
Think about it, five of the seven churches had to repent, do we have hope?
但是我们看见约翰转过来的时候
But when John turned around
他得出很大的安慰
He was comforted
原来这七个教会在天上至少圣所里面都是一座一座的灯台
Because in heaven, in the holy place, you saw that each one of these churches had a lampstand
灯台在圣经里面是代表主自己的见证
The lampstand in the Bible represents God's testimony
然后主对以弗所教会说话
Then the Lord spoke to the church in Ephesus
然后主对士美拿教会说话
Then he spoke to the church in Smyrna.
主行走在灯台中间。
As he was walking amongst the lampstand.
他是教会的元首。
He is the head of the church.
每一个地方的教会都向元首负责的人。
Every place, every church is accountable to that head.
所以主对每一个教会说话。
So our Lord spoke to each and every church.
那么主所说的话就是我们所知道的启示录二章。
And the word that he spoke is found in Revelation 2 and 3.
那不错，这的的确确是第一个世纪。
Indeed, this was found in the first century.
主给约翰看见。
The Lord showed John.
他在那劳苦服侍的教会。
The church that he served much.
需要悔改。
Needs to repent.
你会想到以弗所的教会。
You will think of the church in Ephesus.
在保罗的时候。
During the time of Paul,
我们可以说是非常荣耀的教会。
You say it is a glorious church.
是成熟的教会。
It is a mature church.
是充满爱心的教会。
It is full of comfort.
但是三十年以后
，But 30 years later,
我们怎么会想到以弗所从最高的地方，好的堕落到最低的地方
？Would we have ever thought that Ephesus, the church in Ephesus, from the very highest point, fell down to the lowest point?
三十年能变得那么快
？It could change so quickly in 30 years.
三十年以弗所教会就完全不一样了吗？
In 30 years, the church of Ephesus was completely different.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在约翰是剩下的唯一的使徒
Now Paul, John is the only apostle left.
他好像走了最长的道路
It's as if he's walked the longest way.
你看约翰这个教会成熟的保罗在约翰成熟的就被主接去
Paul and John was mature, had already been taken up to the people.
但约翰看见教会成熟了不错但是教会也老化了
John saw that the church was matured, But it also saw the church had aged.
他自己脸上他自己老化他不觉得稀奇。
He didn't think it was anything special that he himself had aged.
教会是基督的身体。
But the church is the body of Christ.
有可能有皱纹等类的病。
Is it possible for it to have any wrinkles?
这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
当我们和自己走得很近的时候。
When we walk closely to ourselves.
当我们和世界走得很近的时候。
When we are walk so closely with the world.
你看见教会就开始老化。
You will see that the church is going to age.
在基督里是永远年轻。
In Christ, forever young.
但是现在给我们看见。
But now we see.
当我们的主对七个教会说话的时候。
When the Lord was speaking to the seven churches.
七个教会有五个教会需要悔改。
Five out of the seven churches had to repent.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这是第一个世纪。
This is the first century.
这不是第二十一个世纪。
This is not the 21st century.
不过是没有，不过是几十年而已。
It is but a couple of years later.
他们曾经年轻过。
They used to be young.
他们曾经丰富过。
They used to be abundant.
他们曾经荣耀过。
They used to be glorious.
就像以弗所的教会。
Just like the church in Ephesus.
就像哥罗西的教会。
Just like the church in Colossae.
而哥罗西的教会跟老底嘉根本是连在一起。
And the Colossian church and the Laodicean church were actually connected.
他们的光景应该是一致的。
They're connected. Their condition should be the same.
但是怎么会想到不过是几十年而已。
But only a couple of years later.
现在教会没有经过两千年。
The church did not go through 2,000 years.
现在一百年都不到。
Even less than 100 years.
所以弟兄姊妹。
But it's just,
教会老化是非常实际的一件事情。
The church in its aging is actually a very actual thing.
在这个时候你看见保罗到荣耀里面去。
We know that Paul went into glory.
保罗给我们看见教会应该怎么成长。
Paul showed us how the church should grow.
彼得给我们看见教会怎么建立根基，怎么开始的。
Peter showed us the foundation of the church, how it began.
但是现在到了约翰了。
But now you reach John.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother, sister,
你看见说光景不一样。
The condition is different.
福音的网已经破了。
The net of the gospel has already been torn.
所以约翰要起来做补网的工作。
So,John has to come up and do the mending work.
所以在这个时候
At this time,
教会的路在哪里呢
Where is the way of the church?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们知道保罗书信的路仍旧存在
We know that the way that Paul showed in his letters is still there.
因为那是教会正常的时候成长的情形
Because that is the time when the church was normal and it grew normally.
当教会反常了以后
But when there was abnormality of the church.
当教会在这种光景的时候
When they had fallen in that condition.
你看见主有话呀。
Then the Lord had a word to say.
亲自有话要。
The Lord Himself would say these words.
弟兄姊妹，在这种光景里面。
In this condition.
我们需要的主直接的话。
We need a direct word from the Lord.
主借着保罗说话是何等的好呢
？Through Paul, the word was very good.
我们知道是神的启示。
We know it's a revelation.
我们知道保罗的书信是神的启示。
We know that Paul's letters were the revelation from the Lord.
但是现在当教会有了皱纹，有这种斑点等等这样的疾病的时候
，But when the church has disease, when it has wrinkle, when it has spots,
当世界需要悔改。
When the world needs to repent,
连教会也需要悔改
and the church needs to repent,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see?
在这种情形底下
under this condition,
我们的主有话要说
our Lord has a word to say,
所以我们的主就写了七封书，就在借着七封的书信就发表他所要说的话
So the Lord expressed his words through these two chapters,
但是不要忘记
don't forget,
主仿佛对约翰说
our Lord spoke to John,
你和保罗所服侍的教会
The churches that you and Paul have served
没有几十年
Through a couple of years
你就看见就好像跟当初不一样
It's already the situation condition has changed
七个教会有五个教会需要
Five out of the seven churches had to repent
但在主的眼光来看
But in the Lord's eyes
他比约翰看得更远
He saw further than John saw
约翰看见的也许是七十年
John probably saw 70 years.
但主所看见的最少到现在是两千年。
But the Lord saw, at least until today, over 2,000 years.
到底这两千年教会会有什么样的情形
？What would happen in these 2,000 years in the church?
如果不到一百年，教会是这样的情形
？If with less than 100 years, the church has already changed.
这个不是只是第一个世纪。
Not just in the first century.
在主的眼光来看。
In the Lord's eyes,
他老早看见。
He already saw.
在将来教会两千年的历史里面。
In the 2,000 years to come of the church history.
那个光景就是七个教会所代表的。
That condition is representative of these seven churches.
因为启示录是一本预言的书。
Because the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
这七个教会果然是当初的七个教会，没有错。
These seven churches mentioned here indeed were seven churches of that time.
但是主有更多的话要说。
But the Lord has more to say.
主要借着第一个世纪的教会。
The Lord wants to use the church in the first century.
用他们来做预言。
To use them as prophets.
告诉我们将来要发生什么样。
To show us what's going to happen in the future.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
我们举个很简单的例子。
Very simple example.
你知道主对腓立比教会说话。
Do you know that the Lord spoke to the church of Philadelphia?
你若遵守我忍耐的道。
If you are to keep the word of my patience,
我必当这个普天下受试炼的时候，必保守你，免去你的试炼。
I will also keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world.
普天下受试炼指的大灾难来说。
This speaks of the great tribulation.
在主回来以前
，before the Lord is to return,
弟兄们有一个大灾难。
There's a great tribulation.
主对腓立比有一个应许。
But he has a promise to the church of Philadelphia.
如果你遵守我忍耐的道
，if you are to keep the word of my perseverance,
我要保守你，免去你的试炼。
I will keep you from the hour of testing.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
不错，第一个世纪有腓立比。
Yes, in the first century there is Philadelphia.
但是大灾难以前有腓立比很清楚的。
Before the great tribulation, there is Philadelphia.
因为我们都知道
we know,
在第一个世纪的时候
in the first century,
大灾难没有来到
the great tribulation hasn't arrived
所以就这么明白吗
Do you understand?
不错主是对第一个叫世纪的教会说话
Yes, the Lord spoke to the church in the first century
但这里很明显的
But very clearly
在主的心目中讲到腓立比的时候
When we speak of Philadelphia
你看这种的光景是一直要到主回来的时候
This condition will occur all the way until the Lord returns
就说我必快来
The Lord said, I will come quickly.
你要持守你所有的。
You will hold fast to what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
In order that no one take your crown.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 就说我必快来。
The Lord said, I will come quickly.
而腓立比有了冠冕。
Philadelphia has a crown.
不要失去你的冠冕。
Do not lose your crown.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果从圣经应验的角度来说。
If we are to see the fulfillment through scripture.
我没有说在第一世纪没有应验。
We want to say that in the first century it hasn't been fulfilled.
但是不要忘记要预言的。
But it will be fulfilled.
因为我们的眼光像约翰一样，就是第一个世纪。
Because in our eyes we only see like John the first century.
我们的主不是。
But our Lord is different.
我们的主要借助第一个世纪的光，教会的光景。
Our Lord wants to use the condition of the church in the first century
来给我们看见在主回来以前。
To show us that before His return,
那教会的情形怎样情形
？What is the condition of the church?
所以以弗所教会
，So the church in Ephesus.
一面指的当时的地方，一个地方的教会说的。
On one hand, it's speaking of the church of that time.
但它代表一段的时间。
But it also speaks of during a time period.
那就是使徒时代的教会。
And that is the church in the apostolic age.
以弗所是放松的意思。
Ephesus means to loosen.
所以现在我们知道教会慢慢开始放松了。
So we see the church is loosened.
从起初的爱堕落了。
So from the very big first love, it has fallen.
到了士美拿的时候。
So when we arrive in Smyrna.
主说你们必受患难时日。
The Lord said that you will have tribulation for 10 days.
那个大概是指着教会经过十次罗马帝国十次的大逼迫来说的。
And it probably speaks of the persecution that they suffered at the Roman Empire.
所以
that they suffered 10 times.
那个就特别指着头200年、300年教会受逼迫那个时候的情形。
It speaks of the persecution the church suffered for the first 200 and 300 years.
所以这里我们的主讲到生命的冠冕。
It speaks here of the crown of life.
所以主讲到至死忠心。
It speaks of,
faithful.
It speaks of being faithful until death.
然后接着呢就是别加摩教会。
And then it speaks, of, and then we follow up with the church in Pergamum.
那别加摩就是结婚的意思。
Pergamum means marriage.
现在你看见世界跟教会结婚了。
Here we see the church and the world are married.
这就是君士坦丁的时候。
And this is the time of Constantine.
君士坦丁用国家的力量帮了教会很大的忙。
And Constantine uses the state power to help the church.
从此以后
，from then on，
你看基督教不一样了。
Christianity is no longer the same.
教会表面上是上升的。
On the surface, the church is exalted.
但是我们知道说
，but we do know，
这个时候有了巴兰的教训。
Now we have the teaching of Balaam.
到了这个时候也有尼格拉党的教训。
And also the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以我们知道慢慢教会就走了样子。
And slowly the church has changed their form.
然后到了推亚推拉的教会。
And then we've arrived at Thyatira.
那就给我们看见这个。特别给我们就这个教会一个特点是什么
？And what is the special feature of this church?
那就是教会历史里面最黑暗的一段时间。
It is the darkest ages of the church.
我们怎么知道教会在最黑暗的时候呢？
How do we know it is the darkest ages of the church?
因为主应许得胜者。
Because the Lord promised the overcomers.
要把晨星赐给他。
That he will give him the morning star.
我们叫晨星乃是早晨太阳没有出来以前。
We know that the morning star is before the sun comes out.
那是最黑最黑的时候。
During that time, it's the darkest time of day.
你伸手看不见五指。
You cannot see your five fingers if you put your hands out.
所以到了推啊推拉。
When you arrive at Thyatira,
你看教会的光景是被掳到巴比伦。
You see that the condition of the church is one that is taken into captivity in Babylon.
有许多外邦的痕迹。
There are many marks of the Gentiles.
因为这里有耶西别的教训。
Because you have the teaching of Jezebel.
你看耶西别是从外邦来的。
And we know that Jezebel was a Gentile.
所以你知道教会慢慢被掳到外邦去，被掳到巴比伦去。
So slowly, the church is taken captive into Babylon.
那么然后呢，就是撒底的教会。
And then we see the church in Sardis.
所以撒底大概就是代表马丁路德起来，马丁路德这些人起来改革以后的情形。
And Sardis represents the time when Martin Luther rose up and others in the Reformation.
所以现在我们回过头去看。
So if you look back,
对于教会黑暗时期的情形，像卖赎罪罪赎罪券了，这些我们都清楚的。
So when we look back and we see the selling of indulgences and other things, then we are clear.
然后到了马丁路德和加尔文，就把复兴的曙光就带给我们。
So then we see the dawn come from Martin Luther and Calvin.
那么这是撒底的教会。
This is the church in Sardis.
然后我们读到老底家的教会。
Then we see the church in Laodicea.
那是指着我们主要回来以前教会不冷不热的光景。
It speaks towards the lukewarmness of the church before the Lord's return.
然后在撒底跟老底家中间就有了腓立帖的。
Between Sardis and Laodicea, there is a church in Philadelphia.
所以，如果我们圣经没有读错的话。
If we do not read the Bible incorrectly,
你看见主在这里不只是给，不只是安慰，不只是安慰约翰。
Not only does our Lord comfort John,
给他看见第一个世纪的情形。
He shows him the condition of the first century.
他也给他看见将来主回来以前的情形。
But he also wants to show John what's going to happen before the Lord's return.
尤其是最后的四个教会。
Especially the latter four churches.
都和主回来发生关系。
All have to do with the return of the Lord.
所以这里给我们看见整部的教会历史。
Here we see the entire church history.
从主第一次来一直到主第二次。
From the Lord's first coming to the Lord's second coming.
所以我们看见说这个七个教会自然的就变成预言。
The seven churches naturally become prophecy.
那如果它是预言的话
，If it is prophecy,
它一定要应验的。
But it has to be fulfilled.
所以我们要问这个预言是怎么应验的。
So we have to ask, how is the prophecy fulfilled?
不光这样
，Not only that.
如果它应验以后
，After it's fulfilled,
它背后的教训是什么
？What is the teaching behind it?
圣灵的解释到底在哪里
？What's the explanation of the Holy Spirit?
莫非在这里我们能找到教会的道路吗？
Can we here find the way of the church?
当教会荒凉的时候
When the church is in desolation,
好像你能够找到一点的地方，叫你 好像你能找到所罗门廊下。
It's almost as you can find the portico of Solomon.
那么主说，我们应当听他的声音。
The Lord says, "Hear my voice."
莫非主在这里给我们看见？
May it be that here the Lord would show us.
教会是有明天的。
That the church has a tomorrow.
在主回来以前。
Before His return.
在人来看。
In man's eyes,
肉体跟世界教主一点的办法都没有。
The flesh and the world really try to incapacitate the Lord.
你看见是一面是世界，一面是我们的肉体。
On one hand, the world; on one hand, our flesh.
叫整个的教会不像当初的情形。
It changes the church so it's different than before.
人的肉体和世界真的能推翻神的工作
？Does man's flesh and does the world can it overtake or overthrow God's work?
所以当我们读启示录的时候。
So when we read Revelation,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters, 我有个很深的感觉
I have a very deep feeling.
许多人读启示录想知道明天
So many people who read Revelation want to know what's going to happen tomorrow.
他们想知道世界的明天
They want to know what's going to happen in the world tomorrow.
但是我们更关心的
But the more important thing
那是教会的明天
is the tomorrow of the church.
教会到底有没有明天
Does the church have a tomorrow?
感谢主
Well, thank the Lord.
主把七封的书信给我
He gave us these seven letters.
如果我们把主的话读对的话
If we have
read the word correctly,
如果明白这些预言,
if we understand these prophecies,
我们也明白这些预言是怎么应验的,
and we know how these prophecies are fulfilled,
然后我们应该能够读出里面的教训,
then we can see the teaching here,
然后我们知道圣灵怎么解释教会的历史,
then we can see how the Holy Spirit explains church history.
那这个时候就不难看见圣徒的就不难看见羊群的脚踪。
So then it is not difficult to see the footsteps of the flock.
所以简单的来说
simply speak,
这里有七个教会。
We see here seven churches.
那么有一个特别的地方。
There's a special place.
就这个七个教会啊这个七个教会呢在这个第二章第三章这里。
The seven churches in chapters 2 and 3.
就这个光景来说。
As to their condition.
你看以弗所跟老底家是一对的。
The Ephesus and Laodicea are one pair.
你看见这个士麦拿跟这个跟推亚推拉是一对的。
Smyrna and Thyatira are one.
No. 士麦拿跟推拉是一对
的。Smyrna and Philadelphia are a pair.
然后你看见别加摩跟撒底是一对的。
And Pergamum and Sardis are one pair.
然后呢，当然推亚推拉是单独的。
And Thyatira is by itself.
所以这里给我们看有一种情形。
Here we see a condition.
这个推亚推拉好像一面镜子在中间一样。
And here Thyatira is like a mirror in the middle.
所以这里有个对称，是个镜子的对称。
So here we see a balance of mirrors.
那这里很清楚给我们看见。
Here we see very clearly.
比方说吧，这个以弗所是放松的。
Ephesus means lucid.
老底家是不冷不热的。
Laodicea means lukewarm.
那么讲到士麦拿跟推拉切菲的时候。
When you speak of Smyrna and Philadelphia.
你看这两个教会都是有一点点的力量。
Both of these have a little power.
那这两个教会都没有被责备。
And both of these churches were not rebuked.
在七个教会里面，就这两个教会主没有说你们要悔改。
Among the seven churches, only these two churches did the Lord not say they had to repent.
然后你再读下去。
And then if you continue to read,
你看见果然这个别加摩的教会跟撒迪好像对着。在镜子的两面一样。
And Pergamum and Sardis as if they're two sides of the same mirror.
所以七个教会弟兄姊妹。
Look at the seven churches.
你看见前面有三个，后面有三个。
At the beginning there are three, at the end there are three.
前面三个都已经到历史里面去。
The first three have already gone into history.
后面三个一直要到主回来。
The latter three are until the Lord returns.
但是不管怎么样。
But not only that.
那三个教会就是后面三个教会的镜子。
The latter three churches are like a mirror.
所以你看见很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
而这个推亚推拉的一部分是过去的，一部分是将来的。
And in Thyatira, part of it is in the future, part of it has already been the past.
所以如果我们要知道前面怎么路怎么走的。
If we are to know the way we are to walk,
所以我们很自然的，我们所注意的就是后面这四个。
So we should then pay attention to the latter four churches.
因为这四个教会都是维持到主回来。
Because these latter four churches are going to be there until the Lord's return.
我们知道当教会最黑暗的时候。
During the darkest time of the church.
有许多人要做改革的工作。
Many people want to do work of reformation.
但迟早有人要看见。
But sooner or later.
那个情形一直是那个情形。
That situation never changed.
因为推亚推拉一直要维持到主回来的时候。
Because Thyatira is going to remain until the Lord's return.
因为主说我要叫他病卧在床。
Because the Lord said that, the Lord said that I will cast her upon a bed of sickness.
所以给我们看得很清楚。
So it's very clear.
许多时候我们很热心。
Many times we are very fervent.
我们要做改革的工作。
We want to do a work of reformation.
但是主的话是很清楚的。
But the word is very clear.
推亚推拉是一直要维持到主回来。
Thyatira will remain until the Lord returns.
撒底是一直要维持到主回来。
Sardis will remain until the Lord returns.
天天天非是如此。
Philadelphia the same.
然后我们知道说，然后我们知道说，老底家也是这样。
The same with Laodicea.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果我们没有错的话
，if we are not incorrect，
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return,
你要。